Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset to help you with your goals. Today's episode is going to be a Friday Q&A, so all the questions have came in from Snapchat, BrianK019. So if you're not following me on Snapchat, definitely head over there. It's my most active platform at the minute, and it's where I take all the questions from for the podcast and any videos that I make on YouTube or Facebook. They normally come in from my Snapchat. So BrianK019, definitely follow me on there. Thanks to everyone in advance for all the questions you send in. And Emma, my head of operations, helps to filter through them. So I can't wait to run through some of these ones now. So first question from Neve Potter on Snapchat. Should I train on an empty stomach when I'm hungover? Okay, a couple of trains of thought on this. Personally, I like to train fasted if I've been drinking the night before, and I'll tell you why exactly. What happens with alcohol is alcohol goes to the front of your queue in terms of your energy source in your body. So your body has what its main primary energy source is going to be glucose, which is basically the carbs you've eaten in the last few meals. It then has got its glycogen, which is the stored carbs you've eaten over the last couple of days. And then you've got your body fat, your actual fat stores that you want to utilize. In the simplest form, you want to normally get into fat loss stores as fast as possible if that's your primary goal. With alcohol, that jumps straight to the front of the queue. So if you can picture your glucose, your glycogen, your body fat, alcohol jumps straight to the front of the queue. So you end up using it as a fuel source. So if you've ever gone for a run or ever gone training or a gym session the day after a night out and you feel like you're sweating cider or sweating vodka or sweating beer or sweating the alcohol that you were drinking the night before, that's because your body is literally using it as an energy source. So it makes it very, very difficult to burn, say, body fat while there's alcohol in your system. So while your body is prioritizing detoxifying itself from alcohol, it will not burn body fat because of your body has to detoxify itself of all the alcohol first. So in terms of training fasted the next day, when you train fasted, you're going to use your alcohol as an energy source. So in terms of getting you back on track and getting your body back into a homeostatic level where you're using your glucose, glycogen, body fat, that's in its basic, simplest form. By training fasted, you're going to get the alcohol out of your system faster because you will use it as an energy source. So I personally like to train fasted. The only flip side of this is training with alcohol as your main energy source is like trying to run your car on water. You'll get by a little bit because you'll have a little bit of leftover petrol or diesel, but you'll shut down pretty fast and your car will break down pretty quickly into the journey. And that's kind of how your training session will be. And you won't have a lot of energy. You won't feel that good and you're not going to have a great session. I also wouldn't go do a very high intensity workout because you're going to increase your risk of injury. Your muscles are going to be weaker because they're trying to detoxify themselves from a toxin, which effectively is how alcohol affects your body. Now I drink, you know, and I drink wine and vodka and cider, and I have no problem with anybody that does it, and I include it as a free meal in my online program for people that want it as an option. But just be aware that it's not that good for your body, as opposed to, you know, fooling yourself into thinking, you know, a couple of glasses of wine or whatever it is fine. It's going to affect performance and it's going to affect your fat loss. As long as you schedule and structure it in, it's going to be fine. But you know, as Epicurus says, don't fool yourself and you're the easiest person to fool. I'll have people tell me, oh, well, I only drink, you know, 5 or 6 pints every weekend, you know, and I'm like, okay, that's fine, you know, factor it in, you know, but when you're eating poor food during the week, then it's all going to compound and you're not going to get the results you want. So don't fool yourself into thinking, oh, well, I only do it once a week, it's fine. The truth is, be aware that it's not going to support you, but you can factor it in and get results in spite of it, you know, not because of it. So I would advise doing some form of low intensity cardio the next day fasted after you've been out the night before. This is really, really hard because the last thing you want to do when you've been drinking is get out of bed in the morning and train. But I have found time and time again for myself, when I go and do a fasted run in the morning, it kills me to get out of bed and put on my training shoes or my running shoes or go to the gym for a bodyweight cardio session because you just do not want to go. But I always find that 20 minutes later, half an hour later, 40 minutes later, whenever I finished, I feel so much better and I've sweated some of that alcohol out. And the reason for this is your body's actually literally using it as a fuel source. It's why you feel like you're sweating alcohol. So in terms of training fasted, I think it works great for low intensity. It'll help get your body back to your homeostatic state faster. I would also use things like milk thistle to make sure my liver is detoxifying. I would use it the night you plan to go drinking and then all day the next day. Make sure you're eating plenty of vegetables, broccolis, cauliflowers, foods that are going to detoxify your liver, and try and keep your nutrition on point. It's not alcohol that offsets people's results. It's the really poor food that comes with it. And because our willpower and our cravings go way up the next day, it's actually the food that can put you off as opposed to just the 4 or 5 drinks you had the night before. So I would train fasted. Just be aware that don't go in and try and hit a PB on your squat or do too high of intensity session because you are at a higher risk of injury because your body and your muscles are still saturated with alcohol. So I would train fasted. Just make sure it's lower intensity and you're not going for any PBs that day. Next question from Rachel Healy, 123 on Snapchat. I'm trying to lose body fat. Should I do cardio or weights? If you're trying to lose body fat, number one is going to be your nutrition. So making sure that your nutrition is on point, that you're spacing your meals, that you're eating foods that supports your body, that gives you energy so you can have a higher training output, be it cardio or fat loss, making sure you're keeping your blood sugar stable and finding something that you can stick to in terms of including foods you like and into your schedule. So assuming your nutrition is on point, you can lose body fat doing both or a combination. My personal preference is a combination, and I'm going to explain why. When you do just cardio and assuming your heart rate is at 70% or more of your max heart rate, which is 220 minus your age, you're going to be technically quote unquote in your fat burning zone. So you will lose body fat assuming you're in a calorie deficit or in a maintenance and getting your deficit from training, which means that you're burning more calories than you're consuming. If you only do weight training, you're going to have a similar effect, except that you're going to tear more fibers, which will elevate metabolism, which means you'll burn more body fat while you're resting. So you can actually change the shape of your body and body composition by adding increased resistance, which is weight training, or using body weight resistance will create that same effect on metabolism. So you can lose body fat by doing either, and you can lose body fat by just doing cardio and getting into a deficit that way, or just get into a deficit from weight training. You'll change your body composition weight training and you'll change the way you actually look. So you may look slimmer because you've built more tone or muscle on your arms or your glutes or wherever it is on your body that makes your waist look smaller or slimmer. So it'll give you a better body composition. But the real goal is when you combine the two. I built into my online program the strategies, weight training and resistance and a body weight resistance training program, where you do your resistance work at the beginning, which will elevate your metabolism because you're tearing more fibers, which means the food you eat goes towards repair as opposed to body fat, but also included a high intensity interval style training for cardio, which elevates your heart rate to 80-90% so that you're able to, again, burn more calories through tearing more fibers, but you're also getting that heart rate way up, which will allow you to burn more calories while you're actually training. So when you combine both, you get a faster result. So that's the reason I've kind of included it in my program. How you create your resistance, there's a bit of a misconception that people think that you need to do weight training to create resistance. Resistance training, you can create resistance and tear fibers with your own body weight. I do Facebook Live workouts on Monday morning. So anyone that's joined me in those, you know that you're getting muscular pain doing resistance on certain movements, and that's just for your body weight. So you don't necessarily need a lot of weights, or you don't necessarily need machines or whatever it is to create that amount of resistance and tension on the muscle. But you do need a program that is focused on making sure you're getting enough resistance in order to tear fibers and elevate metabolism so that you're able to burn more body fat while you're resting, and then building in your cardio at the end so that you burn more calories during the session. That's what gives you the best bang for your buck. So the answer is you can lose body fat doing all three. You can do just cardio, you can do just weight training, you can do a combination of both, provided your nutrition's on point. But I find that you get a better bang for your buck, better body composition, you feel better, you'll have increased energy, and you will get faster results by combining the two. Okay, next question from Ronan Bree on Snapchat. Can I lose weight by just eating very little every day? Yes, you can. The truth is, basic science and simple calorie deficit 101, if you eat less calories than you burn, you burn more calories than you eat, you are going to lose body fat and you'll lose weight. If you eat 600 calories every day, you will lose weight. What happens there though is you start to upset hormones in the body, things like ghrelin and leptin, your hunger satiation hormone, basically the hormones in your body that signal that you're hungry, your satiation hormones, the ones that signal that you're full, they get offset. So that's why people that do extreme dieting and massive calorie restriction tend to find that their hormones get offset. So what happens is they get massively low levels of energy, they lose their sex drive, and they start to stagnate, and their body stops losing as much body fat, or they just can't shift from the point where they're at. Can you do it every day and lose body fat and lose weight? Yes, 100%, and it will work. Is it sustainable long term, and can you continually do it over a long period of time? No, because your body will rebound back the other way, or else you will have such a horrible existence on this planet with no energy, no sex drive, no ability or brain function to do anything from eating so little calories that you won't want to do anything, and it's no way to live your life. So what I would advise you do is get a good nutritional strategy in place, one that doesn't have you eating that little food. You know, food was made to be consumed to give you energy. If you eat good foods that support your body, you're going to have more energy, you're going to have better brain function, you're going to feel better, and then you can add a training program in there. You don't have to do a lot of training. I've got some people in my online program who train 3 times a week, 20 minutes a day, and that's their program. Because of their time schedule, that's all they can do. I've got others that do 1 hour, 6 times a week. You know, it varies person to person and depending on schedule and lifestyle, but you can get incredible results by doing 20 minutes 3 times a week, assuming your nutrition's on point. So if you're trying to lose body fat, my advice would be to get your nutrition on point, includes foods that you like and enjoy that fit into your schedule, and then base a training program around that and lose your body fat that way. Not only will you feel better, have increased energy, have better brain cognition, but you're also going to have steady results, and you're going to be able to lose body fat longer over a longer period of time, as opposed to just doing the quick fix. It's like the old Chinese proverb, the wall that goes up quick falls down quick. So if you lose body fat very, very rapidly and very, very quickly, you're not going to be able to hold that off for a long period of time. Or if you do it slow and steady, consistently, it's very, very easy to keep it off, because you built the blueprint and you know the blueprint that works, the nutrition that works, the training program that works for you, that can allow you to lose body fat over a longer period of time, and you can sustain it long term. Okay, next question comes in from Aneg5. How can I make my calves bigger? Okay, this is something I get a lot of guys generally, because calves are notoriously the hardest body part to build. Like, you have pro bodybuilders on the Olympia stage who can't build their calves, because they're just one of those that you nearly need to be a little bit genetically lucky. But I do find there's about 90% of the population that don't train calves correctly. There's two training methods that work, and I'll share both. One works specifically well for me, but there's another one that I'll share. It's from Arnold Schwarzenegger's Encyclopedia of Modern Bodybuilding. He's a massive fan of loading massively heavy weight onto your calves. The theory being that you walk around in your calves all day, that you should be able to hold at least your body weight on any calf movement and more, and load it that way. I've tried that and I got no results from it. But that being said, Arnold Schwarzenegger has done it, and I'm sure countless people have done it since, and they built their calves by using massive amount of weight in the normal 8 to 10 parameters and just loading really, really heavy. I didn't find that work well for me. I actually felt I was going to get a calf strain, and I got no response. What has worked amazingly well for me is higher volume on calves, working within the range of motion that tears the most fibers through that muscle group. So what I see a lot of people doing is they either do their reps way too fast on calves, or they end up dropping the weight way too low or going up too high on a seated calf raise or a leg press, calf press, or whatever movement they're doing, and they end up losing all the tension on the calf. So what you want to do is find your range of motion on any calf movement that's keeping optimal amount of tension on that movement. So you may not go all the way to the bottom, you may not go all the way to the top, but you're going to find an incredible searing burn from the amount of fibers you're tearing. I like training abs in a very, very similar way, where you create optimal tension and tear the fibers that way, and they grow back, assuming that you've got your nutrition and supplements on point. So I would advise picking any calf move. My favorite one is a press off a calf machine. I like calf raises. There's loads of different variation movements. They're my two favorites. And I normally work within, you know, 20, 25 reps, where I'm focusing, squeezing, going 2 seconds up, holding for 1 second at the top, 2 seconds on the way down, but creating constant tension so that by the 20th rep or 25th rep, the higher volume reps, that I literally have to lock the machine because of the burn is so severe in my calves. I have had clients and people in my online program message me and go, I've never felt my calves like that. And people sending me before and afters of their calves, because it's such a hard muscle group to try and build. But what I find is, even though genetically it's the only one that I'm like, genetically you need to be a little bit lucky with your calves, I also find that 80-90% of people don't actually train it properly either. So try out that system on it. You can look into Schwarzenegger's book as well, the Modern Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding, and check out his really, really heavy routine. I tried that, it didn't work for me. And I personally haven't heard of anybody else that it's worked for, but that's not to say that it hasn't. But I've used my system and a higher volume system working within that range of motion to grow my calves and to grow calves of people that I've worked with. So try that out and see how that goes. Next question, Chris Wan, 1994. What carbs should I eat to bulk up? I have a preference towards complex carbs myself. I don't like using simple carbohydrates and spiking my blood sugars for a couple of reasons. One, I find that I went through a phase when I was trying to bulk up in my early 20s when I'd use dextrose and glucose and different simple carbs post-workout to get that insulin spike post-workout and try and get my carbohydrates up. What I found for me was I spent the rest of the day trying to balance out my blood sugars, and I was constantly feeling off in terms of my brain function would drop because of blood glucose, obviously. My energy levels would drop, and I just, my mood and everything wouldn't be as high because I was constantly trying to balance out my blood sugars for the rest of the day. So I'm not a huge fan of using simple carbohydrates in order to get my carbohydrates into my system. Even when you're trying to bulk up, I always aim towards complex carbohydrates. Personally, it's going to be down to your preference. I love sweet potatoes and I love oats, so I tend to use those foods more. Even though when I eat basmati rice and different variations of, you know, brown rice, I tend to get bigger faster. And it's just my body responds better to those foods in terms of glycogen and filling, and I need to eat less of them in order to get more carbohydrates. So I find it easier to get those foods in. But I would err on the side of sticking with complex carbohydrates and then using the ones that work for your body that you enjoy and can include in each meal. In terms of how to get them in, then I would space them into all of your meals. So if you're trying to get 500, 600 grams of carbs or 700 grams of carbs, I would split them into each meal. If you're eating six meals, I try and add 100 grams of carbs to every meal and do it that way. It's just going to drip feed your body with carbohydrates. It's going to keep your glycogen stores constantly full, which is going to support more muscle growth, assuming you're in a calorie surplus and you're using the right supplements that will speed up your recovery, your leucine, your BCAAs, your whey protein, your rice protein, whatever protein source you're using, but making sure you're getting enough amino acids and you're working in a program that's suitable for bulking up. So for example, I have a version of my online program where I pull out the cardio for people bulking up, and I massively increase their calories through a couple of the weight gain shakes that I have. Then one of those is on my Instagram, so check out my Instagram, Brian Keane Fitness, and there's a weight gaining shake from my online program on there which may help you loads as well. It's oats, peanut butter, coconut oil, whey protein, and a mixture of that in terms of, it's a 1,000 calorie shake which can massively bump up your carbohydrates and massively bump up your calories, which can support new muscle growth. So try that out and hopefully that helps you loads. Okay, Fiona, 79. Best exercises to tone your stomach. The best advice I can offer here is getting your body fat low enough, full stop, is going to give you an illusion of a more toned stomach. So whether it's toned or a six pack or abs or just a flat tummy, getting your body fat low enough is key. So making sure that your nutrition's on point, making sure your training program is in alignment with those goals where you're reducing your body fat, so tearing enough fibers while you train, using high intensity cardio to get your heart rate up, you know, using foods that support your body's ability to burn body fat. All of these things will work great. In terms of just toning your stomach, then I would make sure you're doing a little bit of core conditioning work within your program. So different ab workouts and different systems. I'm a bigger fan of finding the ab moves and core moves that you love and work well for your body, and then tweaking the systems around those movements. So for example, I like Swiss ball planks and I like gym ball passes are two of my favorite moves, an isometric and a contraction movement for abs, which will flatten your stomach, will give you six pack depending on how your genetics are, assuming you get your body fat low enough. And then I like playing with the systems around them. So I like four, you know, sets of 25 reps where you're holding and squeezing and using rest pause to release all the air from your stomach every time you use a contraction. I like Tabata where you do 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, where you go fast tempo, slow tempo. There's different systems you can use on your core and on your abs to tone your stomach. So my advice would be though to get your body fat low enough and then find the movements that you love to do and then double down on different systems in that movement. If you're really trying to focus on flattening out your stomach, Stick with movements like your isometrics, your planks, your Swiss ball planks, TRX planks. These movements work great for just toning and flattening out your stomach, and then different contraction movements from different angles where you're bringing your legs up towards your body or bringing your elbows down towards your side for obliques is going to give you more dynamic and more different definition through your obliques, through your sides, through your rectus abdominis, everywhere through that. So depending on the look you want, you tailor your program around the kind of the look that you want. But the main thing is getting your body fat down low enough, whether that's for a six pack, whether it's for a flat stomach, or whether just to tone your stomach, it's getting your body fat down enough. Because assuming you're following a good training program, you're going to be working through compounds and you're going to be getting good core conditioning from just the movements and doing movements correctly, that your stomach should flatten, assuming body fat is low enough. So I hope that works and that makes sense. Okay, so a massive thank you to everyone on Snapchat who sent in the questions. If you're not following my Snapchat, BrianK019, definitely head over there. And hopefully any questions you send in, we can get them onto the next episode. If you want any more information on my online program, head over to www.briankeenfitness.com. My top 50 online program. It's the only program I have where I track it back and forth myself. But all the details are on my website, or for my GAA Lean Body program. So if you're a GAA player and you're looking to build muscle or lose body fat or whatever your goals are, and design a program that's going to improve your performance and getting the look that you want, head over to my website, www.briankeenfitness.com, and check out the information on there. And you can email me at brian@briankeenfitness.com for any more information on either of those programs, and I can send you everything over and you can see if it's what you're looking for. So a massive thank you to everybody for listening and downloading. Our numbers have been crazy. I want to say a massive thank you to everyone that's rated the podcast. We've got one of the top rated podcasts on iTunes. We're number one in health, and we're fluctuating number 3, 4, 5 in all of Irish downloads, which is absolutely insane. So thank you so much. For any more information on me, you can head over to my Facebook page, YouTube, or Instagram's all Brian Keane Fitness. And as I said, make sure you're following my Snapchat, BrianK019. I put up my workouts on there, my nutrition, my meals, my supplements, and then I open it up every day for a Q&A back and forth, and people can ask me questions back and forth. So a massive thank you to everyone for listening. Thanks again to Boxonic Studios and Cullum over there, who puts together all the podcast episodes. Anyone looking for a podcast, definitely head over there and check them out. Thanks again. Catch you guys next week. It can't get enough.